right? In our business, it can be a lot less. And that's one of the great things about our industry, because we have a home-based business industry where for most network marketing companies, you're looking at 12 to 20. And the company that I was first with when I was introduced to this industry that was opening up in Japan and I was asked to translate and I got involved in the industry, in order to break even, it was 20. Okay? I actually have the CFO of that company here with us here today that is now with us in Youngevity as a distributor. And it was a great company, but the hurdle in order to see a return on your investment was pretty high. Here's one of the things that makes Youngevity unique. Because we put more money into it, in Youngevity it takes four. If you will sponsor four people in whatever way you came in, you will have got 100% return on your capital investment. And if you want to look how those numbers work, and it works even on if they're just doing the healthy start, but especially, this is where I like the CEO pack, because if you put the numbers together, if you sponsor four people on the CEO, you'll actually get back $647 in money and products. You can get $400 fast start, $132 in quick start, and $115 worth of free products, which actually counts towards your qualification on AutoShip, right? If you do at least three of those in a month. Now, here's one of the other things I like about Youngevity is that in Youngevity, we say it takes four. Four is the number in order to get a return. But the compensation plan to move up in levels, to move up in ranks, doesn't require four, it requires three. Now, there's two principles there. One is that Youngevity wants to make it easier for us. And number two is I still say build with a spare. Because if it requires three and you have 2.5, do you qualify? Right. So that's why we want you to look at the number four. Three is the requirement, but build with a spare. Now, let's move on. That's the come in with the coding, with the CEO Mega Pack, and encourage other people that are getting involved with the business to come in the same way. Oftentimes, product users will come in with that package because they qualify if they decide to do the business for more things, and you get full value on the products. And so it's still a great package, but especially business builders. If you want to get the best return on your time, you'll want to be CEO qualified. Now the next goal, and this is the middle part of the plan, we want to help people earn residual income. Now, fast start and quick start are not residual income. They're returns on your time, right? Once you've made your money back, what we'd like you to do is not only make your money back, but actually have residual income coming in every month. Is there anybody here who has somebody they've talked to months or years ago that's still ordering products today that they're getting paid on today, right? Is that a great place to be? Is it great to have people that 18 years ago heard Dr. Wallach's message, fell in love with the products, got the benefit, and are still taking the products today, even more than they did 18 years ago, right? That's residual income, and we want you to have that. But if you look at our next goal, this is where it comes into the key to Youngevity's comp plan. And if I was to point to one key of Youngevity's comp plan, it's actually to become a CAR-qualified SEMD and build a network of SEMDs. Remember we talked about the B quadrant business, right? Those Bs are actually SEMDs. Because if you have somebody that's a customer, you have somebody that's using the products, does that mean they're sharing the products because they're using them? Have you ever had people using the products that weren't sharing them? Yeah, that happens, right? They're not part of the B. They might become a B later, but the Bs are the ones that are building the business, and that's at least the SEMD level. Now, this goes to an excellent point when people say, should I sponsor people underneath other people? And my advice on that is, most of the time, no. Why? Because I'm trying to build Bs. If somebody is qualified as an SEMD, but they're not actually working, are they duplicating? Are they a builder? If you build it for them, I've had a number of people that get excited enough to cash the check and not do much else. And I'll give you a personal story here because this goes into building an SEMD. When I got involved in this, I sponsored one of my brothers and I sponsored people underneath him and he started to get a check. And he liked that check. And after 3-4 years, he decided he wanted a bigger check. So he called me up and he says, Blake, I'd like a bigger check. So what I'd like you to do is sponsor more people underneath me In fact, I have friends that will sign up so you can sponsor people underneath them too, because they would like a check. Have I duplicated myself?
No.
Okay, even if I've built him into an SEMD, is he a working SEMD? Is he somebody that's sharing the crusade of Dr. Wallach? Yeah, so I do not put up people underneath people that aren't working. I think that is bad business. Okay? It moves the volume further away, and we've had people that have done that. That one extra level of somebody that's not working cost them $1,800 a month, because there's a difference on level 6 and a level 7, the return, right? So don't do that. Keep the volume close. Keep it with the workers. Okay? So that's my preference. Okay? Now, if I do have somebody, though, that is working, ask yourself this. With your kids, would you reward good behavior or bad behavior? Okay. And typically, do the rewards come before or after the behavior? After the behavior, right? So if I have somebody that's working that is sponsoring people, and I have somebody new that they could work with, and it would free up my time, and it'd be good for them and good for the new person, that might be a time I would put them underneath the new person, if that makes sense. If I don't have, for example, so I find somebody that really loves the products and they're great with the products and they're excited about the products, and I get somebody else who needs a little extra product help, that would be a time that I would put those two people together, because that will free up my time that I can use it for other things. It's giving me additional support, additional leverage. And so that goes back to this whole concept. Build a network of working SEMDs, a network, not a net sit, not a net watch.